So what was the decision, Mr. Murray?
No idea. So we left off yesterday, even though our main goal is to try to understand what in the world Shemuel has to do with Chesed Gimoshan with anything, we found ourselves kind of trying to iron out some details about Shemuel in the process as well. Another great surprise, we end up learning something that's a little bit off the main thrust, but again, it is important. It's important in and of itself, it's important. The Gemara does raise it as a significant issue as to what exactly are the numbers for Shemuel. Is it really truly Chayav on the fourth, or is there any grounds to believe that he actually Chayav Nezek Shalom in the third also? So we had that very funny Gemara on the Sechah Berachah B'Bakama, where the Gemara presented something to do with the Bayin Rav about Psukim, and it wasn't 100% clear what the Gemara meant, if anything. And finally, at the end of the Shia yesterday, we introduced the Pshat from Ben Shlomo Midarash, from the Kodesh Midarash. We suggest the following, that when Rava presents the Psukim, like Rashi in Bavakam actually writes, seeming to lead in the direction that's the third time that you're Chayav, Rava was not committing himself to saying that's what he personally held. Rava was just saying that it's possible, it's feasible, it is Nitonei Amer that Shomuah becomes a Shomuah actually on the third Negicha. Now, between you and me, is that the Maskara? No. The Gemara B'Basra clearly is not that way. And Rav himself never meant to argue. Rav just said that, unlike my colleague Abaye, who said that it's impossible for any person under the sun to claim to become a Shomuah until the fourth time, because that's what Tmol, Mitmol, Shul Shomuah means, says, Rav, I disagree. It could be. It can say, it could be. It doesn't mean it's right, but it could be. Why is Rava wasting our time and telling us about cheetahs that could be? So the answer is because there is somebody who actually bought into that idea. And that's the throwback to the Sugi Yevamos in the sixth parak, about chazakas in general. A very famous Gemara, Machlekes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, about at what point do we start to get weary about things repeating itself too many times? And the particular shah that Rava was talking about was about the Bris Mila case, the baby that died and another baby died. At what point do we say, it's still a fluke, it's a fluke, it's a fluke, don't worry about it? Do we say, no, maybe it's not a fluke anymore, maybe there's a pattern, maybe there's something behind the scenes that we don't know about. Machlekes Rebbe and Mishbag. So comes Rabbi Shlomo Midrash and says, where did this Machlekes come from? How come Rebbe said two times creates a chazakah, and Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel said three times creates a chazakah? It's father and son. Rebbe was Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel's son. So what are they fighting about? What are they arguing about? What's the kudus of Machlekes? So says the Rabbi Shlomo Midrash, what they're arguing about is, what's the din by Shomuah? How many times does it take to make a Shomuah? So we have this mindset of you need three full times and the fourth time you chayav. You know, we think that way. We've been brainwashed by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We've been brainwashed by the Gemara Begin Chesabatim. We've been brainwashed by the way the Psukim seem to say. But says Rav, it's not true, it's not partial that way. And there was a dissenting view at that time, it was Rebbe, Rebbe Janossi himself said, two times make Shomuah, third time you're going to pay. And therefore, Rebbe Janossi extrapolated from there to all other cases of potential chazakas and said, two times creates a chazakah, not three. The magic number three is Shimon Gamliel. But Rebbe says, he says two times betrays him and have a chazakah. So this breakthrough of Ben Shlomo is a brand new way of learning the Sugya Maseches Yevamos. Because before this Rabbi Shlomo came along, we thought that there was never a machlekes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel about what Shomuah is. Shomuah is a possible chomer. Shomuah is a Shomuah you need three times. You're not chav till the four times. The machlekes was somehow nothing to do with Shomuah, an independent machlekes, nothing at all to do with Shomuah. How many times does it take to make chashashas for pikuach nefesh, chashashas for other areas of halacha? But in terms of Shomuah, Kuliyam Lepligi, that the magic number is three times. Comes Ben Shlomo and says, you're wrong. The same Machlekes, Rebbe and Rishbag, by Mila, by other areas, was rooted in the Machlekes by Shomuah.
Is this Pshat according to
the Rishon and Tosos? No, according to the other days in Tosos, nobody says anything less than four times. But the Gemara says, Mamma Basra is a Milsa Pshita and Ma'ay, nobody ever argued on it.
Wait,
get the Tosfos Yevamos. Hold on, we're going to get the Tosfos Yevamos in a second, okay? Hold on to the Tosfos Yevamos. So, comes Ben Shlomo, and now adds a Kenech. Comes Ben Shlomo and says, I'll prove to you that I'm right. that Rebbe personally argues with the dinim of Shulchan Aruch as well. I'll prove it to you from a Gemara in the sixth of the Ramah Kabbalah, Gemara Yivam Matach Samachay. The Gemara is trying to decide how to be paskin l'alocha. So comes Rava the Amoira, the key person in the Sugi Rava, comes Rava the Amoira and says, how should we paskin? Should we paskin two times, or should we paskin three times? So Rava makes the following statement. Rava says, when it comes to bris milas, the loch is two times. When it comes to shohamuad, says Rava, v'shohamuad, we pass it three times. So Rava splits the psach between Shamuad and Bris Milah. What's the Bir Adav in the split psach? What's going on? So Lechora, the split psach is basically the following. We're not really sure what the din is. We don't have a clear-cut answer whether Rav Yehuda HaNasi is right or Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is right. And therefore, we're going to play safe on all fronts. Namely, when it comes to issues of sakhanas nefashis, of bris milas, we're not going to be so, you know, so brave and say, oh, yeah, no problem. So two babies die, no big deal. Let's get a third one for good luck. No. Maybe Rebbe's right. And maybe the real Torah version of creating patterns is already accomplished after two times. And maybe Takama Shamuot also did it after two times. The Kenzan, it could be. So therefore, misafik b'koch nefesh, we're going to insist two babies die from bris, but not doing the third bris of this. That's what Rava meant when he said, halacha ki rabbi b'milas. But when it comes to shohamuad itself, what does Rava turn around and say? The shohamuad, we pass it three times. Why is that? Can you tell me? Why? Why do you need three times to shohamuad?
Right.
We don't know what the answer is. It's very possible that after two times, tach, you are paich, have to pay. It's possible, we don't know. So therefore, we're going to possibly be sofek on all grounds. We're going to cover ourselves on all bases. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. But what did the Gemara mean when it says, Amar Rava, the Shohamuad, three times? What does it sound like in that Gemara? When Rava's going through the list and saying, we should paskin as like two times, paskin as like three times, paskin as like two times, paskin as like three times, what does it sound like when Rava's lining up the four different cases that they're arguing about? That every single case there was a lot? There was machlokes. Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel argued about Shamuad and they argued about Vestas, they argued about Keflavis, they argued about Milas. Every single case that's mentioned in Yevamos, there was a machlokes. And now Rav is walking us through the fine tuning with the Pesach Halacha is. And the basic approach of Rav is everything's a suffix. You know what the din is. So therefore, some people call it Nefesh Lekula, some people call it Lekula, everything is suffix. We're not sure. When Rav made that statement, Halacha, Kirim Shimon Gamliel, B'Shah Hamuad, what does that sound like, everybody say? That who argued by Shamuad? Rebbe argued by Shamuad. Says Rebbe Nishlomi Darish, this is it. That's exactly who are the Var Shemati. This is what I told you. That Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel started a machlekes of Shamuad. And then it spilled into Mila, and it spilled into Vestas, and it spilled into Her, the Katlan, whatever the different cases that appear in Yevamos in the sixth Baron. But they equally argued, not equally, they initially argued by Shamuad. And that is that is supported by the statement of Rava. Rava himself made a statement, Amar Rava, Lakam Shimon Gamliel, B'Shohamuad. Nobody else said like this Rebbe Shlomi Darish. According to all the other Rishonim in the Sugya, nobody was Eilal Hadas that Shohamuad should be anything less than three full times. Forget Rashi, Rashi Mestam, Hadas Yochi, Rebbe Ezra, the Baal HaTazim, Rebbe Masra. No other Rishon believed that Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel were arguing Shamuad. Everyone agrees that the Pesukim indicate you need three full times for Shamuad, like the stomach of the Gemara Bavas Kav Ches. What does the Gemara mean when it says, Hilchasik Rebbe Shimon Gamliel B'Shamuad? What does the Gemara mean with that cryptic statement? Comes Taisus in Yevamos and says, Rebbe lo poligat kra, ela klayma hosam is kaimin divir Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, la mischaz gal betla zimni. When the Gemara says, Halacha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel B'Shamuad, what did the Gemara mean? It didn't mean halacha mechal de pligi. It simply meant, by the way, by Shamuad, of course Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is right, because that's what the pasuk says, and Rebbe never argued. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's theory appears in Hilcha Shamuad. That's a machlokes minakotz lakotz between the Shimon Kubetzes, between Shlomo, and the Tosfos in Yevamos. When the Gemara made that cryptic line, halacha Shimon Gamliel by Shamuad, is that indicative that Rebbe was a bar plukta? Or is that just saying that nobody really argued? So it comes out we have a major machlokes here between the Rishonim as to what is the relationship between Shamuad and all the other cases of chazaka in halacha, the cases of the bris milas, the case of vestis. According to most of the Rishonim, there is a potential split between the two. Shoramuot's in his own world. Shoramuot was never shed. That was for sure. Everyone bought into Shoramuot three times, nothing more, nothing less. That's what Abbas Kuches. And then Rabbi and Moshe Begulina were talking in their own world about how to create chazakas, two or three. Where did they get the numbers two and three from? I don't know. Rabbi Shimon Galileo got it from Shoramuot. Where did Rabbi get the number two from? I have no idea. So according to those Rishonim were saying that Rebbe agrees, like Tazin Yavamas, Rebbe agrees that Shoramuot is three, and he still argues by Milas and by Vestas that it's two. So Rebbe is telling you that Shoramuot is not the marker for patterns in halacha. Shoramuot has nothing to do with patterns. Patterns in halacha, who decides patterns in halacha? The psychologists decide patterns. We make up the patterns. Chazal with Kivei, Chazal Mishar, the pattern is two times. I Shoramuot, Shoramuot has nothing to do with patterns. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, Shoramuot has everything to do with patterns, and therefore we can derive from patterns of Shoramuot to patterns of Estes and Milas, etc. So according to these Rishonim, against the Ben Shlomo, within the world of Rebbe, there's a real difference between Shoramuot and everything else. Whereas according to Ben Shlomo, there's no difference. Of course everything is the same. Of course everything is learned out from Shoramuot. We don't know what Shoramuot is. Is it two or three? Okay, we can discuss that. So that idea to split between Shoramuot and other patterns in halacha, what does that mean? What is that telling me about Shoramuot? If you believe Rebbe is right, that two times already creates chazakas, and still you require three for Shoramuot, what is that telling you about what the role of the number three for Shoramuot is? You might say? That it's more of a there's a kosavi kind of a din than a patterns, than a nature, than a developing natural proofs of something. So this is part of our old story. The story keeps on repeating itself. Nachamol, nachamol, nachamol. What is Shoramuot? What is Chesed Gimushanim? Are these just somehow Gezeres HaKosas, Hukhsabal timers? They don't correspond to any natural occurrences. They're not proving people's quietness. They're not proving animals' natures. They're simply statement of Dikach Gazra Teira. The magic number is three. Once, twice, three times, you're out. Why'd you strike out after three times? I don't know. Because if we play four strikes, the game would take too long. If we play two strikes, the game would go too short. That's the arbitrary number the Torah put. Go ask the Kashif, the Rebbe Shlomo Paraduma. Why is that the arbitrary number? I don't know. So that's one way of learning your number three. That's what Taisa started out on the bottom of Chesem and Aleph. That's what Rebbe Danossi may hold according to Sefer Shonim. And the more prevalent opinion is that no, three is not a magic number. Three is the Torah's assessment about certain natural phenomena. Whether those natural phenomena are the nature of a shore, the natural phenomena are the health of the baby, the natural phenomena of people's psychological patterns of remaining quiet when people take their property, the magic number three is not so magic anymore. It's simply a way of determining some kind of a pattern in the natural world around us. This is a very, very fundamental way to learn the sugya of Shoramuot. You got to read the Pesukim Parashat Mishpat, and you realize either you're talking in the world of halacha, you're talking in the world of psychology. It's either pre-3 o'clock or post-3 o'clock. College still starts at 3 o'clock these days. Last year we couldn't give that marshal anymore because it was Zoom, no college. But now it's still pre-3 or post-3. Okay, good. Pre-3 or post-3. Is this a Torah issue? Is this a Mahdi issue? So Taisus believe this is a Torah issue. It's like Xeris HaKosov. That was a Havamina. The Havamina is Torah, the Maskar is Mahdi. That doesn't sound. Asher, get that down. Okay? It's good for Purim. Okay, anyway, so again, we're still left with this never-ending question, never-ending saga, what is Shoramuot?
What about like Zava and Vesas, according to the Kodesh Midrash, is that also like, is there a sequence of exceptions, or really disagree?
Well, Zava is going to be a whole other story. Zava, Psukim, that's a different story. I don't think Zava is indicative of anything.
That's
a
Kodesh
Midrash
also.
Yeah, I think so.
Vesas is also...
Vesas. It's hard to believe it's Xeris HaKosov, Vesas, but... It's hard to bring Raya from Vestas altogether to this whole theory. We're not even sure Vestas is their Raya, they're abundant. It's not so simple to bring Raya from that. Okay, everybody say. So let's get back to the main thrust of Esau again. So let's get back to the Hoche Usha. Back to the Sanhedrin. So the Sanhedrin are walking around Usha. They're packing up the bags. And they came up with the following theory. That the Mokor for our Mishnah is from Shoramuot. So comes the Gemara, and the Chesma Beis, and throws a curveball at us. Elamiyata, the second line from the top. Elamiyata. I don't know what source it is. Where is it? Probably the first source. Okay? In the sources, it's somewhere. Marker number one. It's about 12 lines from the top. So the first word of the line is L'shalim. So comes the Gemara and says, Elamiyata, Chazaka she'ein matayin etevi chazaka. If you're convinced that the source for Chesed Mosham is from Shamuad, then I don't understand the Mishnah Andaf Mem Aleph that tells us a Chazaka She'ein Matayna is not a good Chazaka. What's been the Chazaka She'ein Matayna? I come to you and I say, what are you doing in my field? For the last 20 years, everybody knows this has been my field. And you respond, what are you doing? I've been here for 3 years. You haven't said a word. I say, okay, that's true. Well, what are you doing in my field? Who told you to go there in the first place? So you look me straight in the face and you say, nobody told me to get lost. So I'm here. Here I am. Go do me something. So the Mishnah says, that's called a chazak she'ein matayna. So even though it's true, you have a chesed kibushom of Adam that you were sitting and eating the fruit for 3 years, Adam there was no machol, you get tossed out. You know why? Because you don't have a taina. You don't have a support. What a chazoka means is, your response was supposed to be, no, let me explain to you what I'm doing here. I bought the field from you. Or, you gave me the field as a gift. Or, my father bought the field from you. My father bought the field from your father. You're giving some kind of legitimate reason as to what you're doing. You know, again, you don't have Adam to that effect, you don't have a shtar to that effect, but you have a chesed gibushanim. Mit the taina, oh, then the game's over. Then you win the dinter. That's the mission of the mouth. That's the ABCs of chesed about. So as the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that we're learning out from Shur HaMuad, by Shur HaMuad, what do you need? Three tons. That's it. Three tons changes the rules, changes the world. So I had Dibol HaChilas. That's a change the world. Where did the second halacha of taina come in? What's for taina? What do you need taina for? Where'd that come from? If the whole mokor chesed gibushan is from Shur HaMuad, taina, where is the shore is the taina on the bottom of the, who is the taina? Well, it's the taina here. The whole added component of the taina doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's kasha. So all the rishonim pe'echad are bothered with the Gemara's kasha. They say, and I said, what was the Gemara dreaming? Doesn't everybody know that chazaka only works as a raya that Reuven sold the field to Shimon? If Shimon himself is not claiming that he bought the field, Shimon just gave Hodos about that he didn't buy the field. He just said, which is tantamount saying, I didn't buy the field. So how could the Gemara be Eilal Adas that the Chazaka should work? Doesn't everybody in their right mind know that Chazakas only work as a raya that there was a Mechira? If Shimon says there was no Mechira, by not advancing a taina, he's being made lemmas there was no Mechira, why did the Gemara even dream that it should work? That's the cash that Tosfos is baffled with, the Ramban is baffled with, and the Yanyas, everyone's bothered with the same cash. Right? Everyone saw the Marmi Kodos? Tehim, ma yisak atayach ta makshe? Tehim, ma tzim yok miyadi, kev lo toy miyadi. Who saw this cash of Tosfos? Who thought this was a good cash? Who was convinced this was an earth-shattering cash? Tosfos, Ramban, and all the Rishonim thought it was an earth-shattering cash. I don't understand the kasha b'chol. I don't understand this kasha. What don't I understand about the kasha?
Why is this kasha? What is it asking exactly?
The kasha is saying that if you're telling me that Gimel Shonim is derived from Shur HaMuad, so we're going to pattern it exactly after Shur HaMuad, no more, no less. What has to occur for Shur HaMuad to kick in? Three times of something. The something is the gichas. Let's carry that over three times of something. Vos main to something? Achilas. I had three achilas already. I ate 3 years. What are you adding another component? By the way, you only win if you have 3 years plus X. Where does the plus X come from? If everything is coming mikayach Shur HaMuad, X doesn't exist by Shur HaMuad. How could Chesed Mosham be more chomer than the original source? That was the Gemara's kasha. So Tosfos comes to Kasha, and the Gemara says, I don't understand the Kasha Gemara. Kasha Gemara is flawed. Because, of course you need a taina. Without a taina, how can you even dream of a chesed mishanim? Everyone knows, the goal of chesed mishanim is to say that you bought the field. But here, you yourself are not being telling that you bought the field. We're going to say you bought the field.
Well, if you
bought this marriage, it's yours. Based on the Tosfos wrote in Amud Aleph, what was so good for Elochan Amud Beis? You're right. Aliba de Emes, we all know that this Zeres HaKosov isn't really true. We all know when the sugya is going to end that this is not just Tam Zeres HaKosov's B'Alma. There's some rationale to this. And Haraya, we all know, we learn out the dinner of Mila from here, the dinner of Vestas from here. Shua Mu'an makes sense. And Chazabata makes sense. This is not Masechus Torah right now. This is Masechus Bavit Basra. Lamli Kros Svar, that's supposed to make sense in Dinim Omnis. But at this stage of the Gemara, the same way as in Roman Aleph, Tosfos was willing to throw their hands up and say, well, the Gemara asked a funny, strange kasha based on the understanding that it's just exists across the Alma. So why can't the Gemara be asking that same kasha in Kavchas and Amidbeis based on the same mistaken premise that's exists across the Alma? Why did Tosfos care on Amidbeis when they already were willing to say, throw their hands up on Amid Aleph and say, it's exists across the Alma, it's not indicative that there was a Mechira. It's just exists across the Alma. That's how I don't understand Tosfos. I don't know what Tosfos wanted. But they all asked the kasha in Rebbeis, even though they just deflected the kasha in Aleph. I don't understand. Maisa Tosfos asked the kasha. Okay, good. Zilzai, Tosfos asked the kasha. So Tosfos says, how you talking the bar kozeh that we're going to accept with anyone of the craziest, wildest dreams except the Chazak Sheni Mataina?
A huge difference here. Here it's like it's not logical to be able to make this time. You can learn Xerish Kosov all you want. So the first question that we had there was to learn an extra fourth year. So that's why we reflected that. But here we're not saying that. Here we're trying to make a claim of a chazaka that would never be able to exist. This chazaka here can never exist because if you don't have a taina, it's meaningless. You have nothing supporting it. So even if you have Xerish Kosov, how's it helping?
I mean, the Xerish Kosov, what I think Zach is saying is something like this. I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you what you're saying. That what Tosfos found to be impossible to digest in Amud Beis is like this. What's the Gzeres HaKosov? The Gzeres HaKosov is that even though it doesn't make any sense, this field just went from Reuven to Shimon. Even though there was no mechanism for it to do that, it just went from Reuven to Shimon. But what if Shimon is screaming back to us and saying, it's not mine. I never got it. So nope, we say it's yours anyway. Nope. It's a joke. It's a chadol's maldin. Mistam with Tosfos ben Tis, lo time midi, when Shimon doesn't say how he got it, that's tantamount to saying it's not his. So even in the world of Xerxes Kosovs, the Xerxes Kosov stops here. Says the cost of his access, correct? We could patch around with the number three, with the number four. We could say Yotzer b'shuzel or shuzel, maybe. But to say Yotzer b'nichnas l'shus ploini, when the ploini himself is saying it was not nichnas l'shusi, that's crazy. That's nuts. Maybe that's what Tosfos meant. Good gosh, keep that. Okay, good.
But then we're really just taking away the Xerus HaKosov.
It's Xerus HaKosov.
No matter what you say by Shimon.
No, it's a sure. It's Xerus HaKosov that goes from Reuven to Shimon, even though we can't quite pinpoint any proof to how that happened, but at least Shimon is saying it. So the Xerus HaKosov is, if Shimon's saying it, we're going to give it to Shimon. But if Shimon's not even saying it, how can he give it to me? He himself is saying it's not true. Maybe. I'm not sure. But Lamaisa Taisha said that we have to go back to the drawing board and rephrase the Kasha of Gemara. Can't be. It's lo yitochein that a Chazak Sheni Mataina should really work. So Taisha says, no. It's possible. It's possible that a Chazak Sheni Mataina could really work. It is possible, says Taisha, for a field to make it from Reuven to Shimon, even though Shimon is not claiming a Mechira, not claiming a Matona, not claiming his father bought it, not claiming his father got it as a gift, not claiming any of the above, it is reasonable to believe that the field is made into Shimon's possession anyway, without a Taina. It's possible. You know how? Tosfos introduced a new factor. What did Tosfos say? V'yeshlemed d'l'hachi parch. What did Tosfos say? when Shimon says, nobody threw me off, what is Shimon saying? Shimon's not saying he bought it. Shimon's not saying he got it as a gift. Shimon's not saying his father bought it. Shimon's saying his father got it as a gift. What is Shimon saying? Nobody stopped me. He's looking Reuben in the face and saying, by you not stopping me, what were you doing? What were you to me vis-a-vis this field? You weren't meicha the field. You were what? You were meicha on the field. You were meicha me to be able to stay here. You allowed me, and I know for a fact that you're mechila lo yimcha li'olam. You're never going to change your mind. You know why? Because the shore has indicated its nature is to gore. Your indication, your nature is not to be too care about this. You're not such a captain. And therefore, you are meicha mechila ilamis, mechila b'lev shalem. And that's why I'm on the field. So Shimon is not a liar. Shimon's not saying what didn't happen. Shimon doesn't say that you sold him in the field. He didn't sell him in the field. Shimon said, but you were meicha in the field. That was the Gemara's cash. The Gemara says, aha, elameata. Once you're telling me that I don't have to bring proof that there was a mechira, I just have to mimic shorha mua. That's all I have to do. So even a chazak sheni metaina is feasible. It's practical. Isn't Shimon giving hodos baldin that it's not his? No, he's not. He's claiming, you're right, you weren't meicher, but shalom adam liyadam liyadam is a statement of halachic truth. The halachic truth is, it's a mechila. That's how Tosfos reads into the kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, "Ata chazak sheni matayna," it means you're right. He doesn't have a tainus mechira, doesn't have a tainus matana, but he has a tainus mechila. That was the chazak sheni matayna of the Gemara, says Tosfos. Everyone read the Tosfos, right? No, you have to take every piece of this Tosfos apart. You have to learn how to read a Tosfos.
He doesn't actually have to say a tainus.
His statement, "Shelo amali dam amli olam." It's, we can assume that's tantamount. What happened was mechila. We cannot say that a mechira happened because the guy is not claiming a mechira. So who are we to say there's a mechira? But we can say there was a mechira that took place.
Even though he didn't say there was a mechira.
He didn't say the word mechira. He said, Shalom Adam. We could breathe a sigh of relief. That was the Gemara's kasha. Well, who read the Gemara before Tosfos? When you read the Gemara said, Alameyata, Chazak Sheni Matayna. Everyone read like that. Oh, the Gemara never really meant any Taina. No, that's silly. That's ridiculous. What the Gemara meant was, there's no Tainus Mechira, but there is Tainus Mechila. Really? Can someone ask me a question, what I just said on this Taisus?
How could it be Mochel Karka?
Yeah, what do Mechila? What do those words mean? Since when can it be Moichamai? A Moichamai Gemara to you? That's very nice. That's beautiful. That's a meaningless statement. A moicha, my rights of gezela, you want to use my gemara, I'm letting you use my gemara right now. And if I change my mind in an hour from now, I'll change my mind. If I'm moicha the gemara to you, if I'm nice and batal, if I make a nice kinyan, the kinyan's here forever. When I'm moicha, that's I give you a shush to come and use my gemara, but the minute that I put those big things that say, osur, osur, right now I write mutta within dalat amas. And then, an hour later, I put, osur, you're a goslin. You're a Russia, apostle the Eidos, all those things that all these guys put into the Gemara don't use. I remember once Rashi Kevi Avner was saying a shir klali, and he asked somebody to bring him a Gemara. So somebody hands him Gemara from one of the private Gemaras sitting on the table in front of the shtender. So Rashi opens up the Gemara and says in big bold letters, Osor l'shtamish b'liv reshus, Gazlan gaba midaraisa, apostle the Eidos, Russia the Hamas. And Rashi looks at him and says, ah, America. Gemara won't use a goslin. So just because I was moicha and I let you use my Gemara, I can change my mind. Mechila is a toyface on a darash at the end. Mechila means v'moicha l'chayiv, then the chayiv is machol. You can't be moicha. You can be moicha on his chesmama. You can be moicha on the chayiv. You can be moicha on bringing that kaisel back from that base from the rush. But you can't be moicha on a darash at the end. You can be machli. You can't be moicha. What's that talking about? I don't know what Tosfos is talking about. What happened to that? What grandiose taina is this that the Gemara calls Einim Taina, the Tosfos is calling Yeshima Taina? What is the taina? I have no idea. So I don't understand. But also, for 0 for 2 in Tosfos. Okay? Tosfos also was 0 for 2. That's what they gave a third shot. The first shot was a shot we didn't like, we didn't even quote. Now Tosfos gave a terror, Tosfos said the terror was wrong.
By him just letting the Mosuk be in the field, can that count as a form of him being saying like Lechaza B'Kni?
Oh, you're adding in it. You're adding to Tosfos something that doesn't exist. You're saying when Tosfos said Ham b'cheskes lo yimcha od uvelo tainanami teishalo, The isla lemeima shemachalo, and you're adding a few words. Shemachalo v'nasan rishus leknos v'halach halah v'asa kinyan. That's what you're saying. Tarsus met shemachalo, right? Who gave you that idea? You saw that Rabbeinu Yonah. I know that. I know you saw that. Okay, did you see it? Okay, good. So Rabbeinu Yonah, before the, it wasn't a part of the Maamar Kedushin. Rabbeinu Yonah had that idea, and he says, "What? Where? Who? What? Never heard of such a thing." Tarsus doesn't say anything like that. Okay, so this goes further. Tarsus says, "You know what? We gotta find the Havamina in the Gemara. Today's a Havamina day. We gotta figure out what the Gemara meant with that line. Even a Chazak Shem Tiny should work. It can't be Kipshuta. And the first Piyat is so weak," says Taisus. Taisus makes reference to a Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph that there are Chazak Shem Tiny and there are Chazak Shem Tiny. Not all Chazak Sheinu Matayinus are created equal, says Tosis. We need like, you know, some role playing over here, okay? So I come to you, I come to Jeremy. I said, Jeremy, I own this field for the last 20 years. What in the world are you doing in my field? So, you know what the absolute most ridiculous, most foolish response Jeremy can give in? Rebbe, nobody taught me to get lost. You want to know what's called the Chazak? That's a Chazak Shevetan with a capital C. That's Eini Matayna, nothing. Chazak Shevetan, that's a zero, that's a worthless. The Gemara was an Eila Al Adas on Dafka Chesma Beis that anybody with a half a brain would say that that's a good Chazak. I don't care whether Chazak is learned from Shabbat, I don't care if it's learned from the moon. A Chazak Shevetan Matayna is Mamish Devar Matayla Mazoid. Shlomo Dabi Eilam is Mamish the most ridiculous thing in the world. Nobody would say something so foolish. But then there's a little bit of a fine-tuned Chazak Shein Matayin. Listen to this one. Hopefully, with Hashem, as the days and weeks and months of Chesed Avraham continue, we're going to bump into this case again. I come to Jeremy and say, Jeremy, it's been my field for the last 20 years. Who in the world do you think you are, and what in the world are you doing on 36th rectangle? Get lost. And Jeremy says, Rebbe, I bought the field. From who? Rebbe, I bought the field from Zach. That's very nice. Who in the world is Zach? Well, Zach's the guy who told me that he bought the field from Rebbe. I said, I don't know who Zach is. I checked the roster. He's not on my list. He doesn't come to Shia. I don't know who he is. So he becomes your assistant? Okay. Never heard of him. So Jeremy said, what do you mean? Zach told me he bought the field from you and I bought the field from Zach. So I bought the field. You know what the Gemara says about that? That is a Chazak HaShoah? She'eini Bataina. Why is it Chazak HaShoah Bataina? Who in the world is Zach? Chazak HaShoah Bataina means, Jeremy says, I bought it from you, Rebbe. You, Rebbe, gave it to me as a gift. Your father gave it to my father. The fact that you claim Adaf Mem Aleph Mi planya zavinta d'amali d'zavn minach. He says, "Who is the planya? Me and me some chaliyish to sell my field, Zach. We don't know who you are. You used to be my neighbor. You left back the court. You're nobody now. You would have stayed. We could discuss. Maybe you could have a shtickle share of my field." So the Gemara Leib said that the Gemara beginning chesed b'askin the Gemara that it's a joke. The Gemara Daf Mem Aleph says that there is a way to possibly turn that crazy nutcase into a lot, into Chazak HaShoah Matayinah. It's very, very tricky. How would you do that? How could you turn that case that otherwise is Chazak HaShoah Matayinah into HaShoah Matayinah? So the Gemara gives you actually two different ways in Daf Mem Aleph. Everyone saw? So let's say, for example, there happened to be Edim that Zach was living in that field for a day. Now, living in a day doesn't make Zach the Baal Havos yet. But it leads us to believe that he's something. So when Jeremy says, listen, I bought it from Zach, who bought it from you, I can't say Zach's a nobody, Zach's a something. And that's enough to give you a foot in the door in terms of a tida. Now, per se, it's not the greatest tida, but we'll throw a taninan on for good luck and we'll give you the field. Or, there's another way for Zach to say, I bought it from, for Jeremy to say, I bought it from Zach to make it into a tida. How do you do that?
Was there?
Oh, when Jeremy turns Mrs. Rebbe, I bought it from Zach. You were there. We planted the zvinta, the zabi melach. You were there. So those are the details of the mouth, how to turn a shvachetayin into a tayin. But if you don't have those factors, just to say, Miplanya is a vintah, the Zab Minach is Nishkin Taina. Starting point is that's Nishkin Taina. So Kum Taisim, Kav Chesin says, that was the Havamir Gemara. Elameyata, when the Gemara says Elameyata, Chazok Shein Mataina should work, Chazok Shein Mataina Lagamre, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world, says Taisis. Chazok Shein Mataina, that's nonsense. What the Gemara must have meant is, these lower level Shein Matainas, for example, says Taisis, Inami had the Kaparach Lamein with the Chazak Shalom Betayin and the Chazak Hayin could go and demo the place in Zavi Nach. I forgot the Lomar coming to these Avdim, the Lomar coming to the Chadiyayim, the Lomar coming to the Bnei Eloi. El Doch Yimalek. Says Tosis, that was the Havavim of the Gemara. Again, even that the Gemara actually says is no good. But that at least we can begin to dream about being a Chazak, even though it's Sheini Matayin. That was the Kasha of the Gemara. Anyone understand this, Tosis?
The Gemara quotes a Mishnah.
Oh, anyone understand the stages? Forget about the textual. Ellie's right. Textually, it's very, very hard to check. The Gemara is referencing the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not even talking about this case. The Mishnah's talking about the classic. But even worse than that. Anyone had cash? Who ever read the stages? Nobody read the stages? No one's reading stages? So, did you think about the stages? Stages is putting this case up on a pedestal. This is the Chazak Shein B'Tayin that the Gemara is entertaining is good. I have one small question. B'marushach. Just decide. Whatever you want to decide, I'm good with. I'm a very easygoing guy. Tell me, is this case, it's definitely better than the case of the Dabi Yolam. It's definitely not as good as I bought it from you. It's somewhere in the middle. So just pick. Is that Yeshi Matayna, Eni Matayna? If it's what, if halachically we view this, as being an Eini Mataina. So the same way Taisa said, it's absurd to say Chazak Shein Mataina is going to work. So why is this going to work? And Eli, you're going to tell me, no, this really is a Taina. So then what? So it will work. So why does it not work? So I just don't understand. I have three categories. There's Yeshi Mataina, and there's Super Duper Eini Mataina, and somewhere in the middle. What do you mean somewhere in the middle? There are only two logical possibilities, either Yesh Taina or Eini Taina. I can hear either way. If the Gemara Memalf would have told me this is called the Chazak Shein Mataina, I wouldn't have lost a minute of sleep on this. If the Gemara calls it Eini Mataina, I'm also happy. Either way, I'm happy. But I can't have both ways.
Different circumstances, though.
But I don't think, just answer the question. Is this a Taina or an Eini Taina? I'm a judge. I want to know. This funny response of Miplanya Zavinta Dezavim Minoch. Those four words. The Planya Zavinta Dezavim. You have an axe to grind because you're the guy who... The funny guy doesn't belong. So Jeremy comes and tells me, I bought it from Zach, who claims he bought it from you. Just answer one question. Challenge you in court, okay? Make your father proud. Interrogate you. Is that called the timer? Answer the question. It's a yes or no question. It's not a discussion. What do you want to say?
I want to say it depends.
No, I don't want to. That doesn't stand up. Yes or no? Yes or no? Just say which way. Either way, you're going to be in trouble. Just say, it's just going to checkmate. You're going to take one move or two moves. Just tell me, yes or no? That's not all the time. Oh, it's not all the time. So why did Gemara think it? How can they ask such a ridiculous question? Let it work. Everyone knows that Chazak Shein Mataina don't work. So Elamat, what is it? It must be. If it's Chazak Shein Mataina, so Takawa doesn't work. Case closed. Sablowski won.
Rebbe.
Asher, what do you want, Asher?
Going back to the second answer of Tosis by Mechila.
That was the first
time. I'm sorry. Is it possible to say maybe like the issue we spoke about back in Pesachim, the Rash about Mechila being Siluk versus like Harei Kilu His Kabalti? If it's, you say that second approach, then maybe you don't need to do a Kenyan. It's like Kilu, you gave the land over to Shimon by being Mokalit.
The Pashup Shah is that Mechila doesn't work on Chafatzim. That's the Pashup Shah.
Uh-huh.
Maharik, no?
Nope. Right. Okay.
So, I don't understand the thesis. We're just reading a Tosis. This is not such a complicated shiur today. This is not such razzle dazzle lumbus with Shesh Meitzes and Tosis. This is just, people say we don't read Tosis. We're reading Tosis. So we're just reading a Tosis. Tosis says the Kash. We don't understand the Kash. We don't understand the first Tosis. We don't understand the second Tosis. When we're doing well. So come the other Rishayim. We leave the world of France and we cross the border into Spain. And we enter into the world of Rabban and Rabbeinu Yehuda. The maybe brothers-in-laws, maybe cousins, maybe chutanim. Somewhere, somehow, they're related in multiple ways, but I'm still not quite sure how. And comes Ramban and poses the same kasha. Vector Ramban, 12th Amar Mekoyim, is Lonis Chavali Ba'inyan Zulazu. See, I don't understand why the Gemara thought that the Limus from Shomu, and how does that remove the requirement of a Taina? Says the Ramban, 4 lines to the bottom, Haino Nami Dekshinan, El Meyat the Chazok Shein Retaina Tevi Chazok, Kloima. Whenever you see Rishon say the word Kloima, you know we're in for what? We're in for trouble. We're in for... This is not really what the Gemara said, but this is what it meant to say. Kloima. Me'achat she'yotzas me'shusa shel moicher, lama tzorch zel l'tayna? Havali in a tzorch l'tayna, elik she'yesh lo l'ma'ara eidim ha'hodosh yishaloi. Zufa yotzas me'shusa. That was it. Rabbi just said it all in that one line. What did he say? What does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? The Ramban thing, a klal gadol about Hilchos Taina v'Nitin, way beyond the scope of this, the intricacies of this kasha of the Gemara. I'm taking Zach to a din Torah now. And I'm coming to Beis Din. I'm saying to Zach, Zach, that computer is my computer. It's my computer. What's Zach's next line?
It's beyond it.
Zach says, go jump in the lake. No, Zach, you better explain to me how you got the computer. I want to see the receipts from the store. I want to see the Amazon. I want to see the records of how you got that computer. What does Zach say? Go jump in another lake. It's my computer. Who are you? I can drive Beis Din nuts. Every time I see anything of anybody, I'm taking you to the Torah, the car in your driveway is really my car. I want to see the title. I want to see the receipts. I want to see the registration. That's how the world runs. There's a Meshuggah who wants to, everything is yours. When I was in first grade, so we used to sing Shali Shalach Shalach Shali. Did you sing that in your school also? Shali Shalach Shalach Shali Zeklal Gadol Batar. It was Amar Rabbi Akiva Haftal Recha Kamocha. And the second stanza was Shali Shalach Shalach Shali Shali Shalach Zeklal Gadol. And then when I get older, I realize that is the most ridiculous thing, because that's what the Mishnah says. Pirkei Avos says what? Shali Shalach Shalach Shali is Am Aretz, Mishnah says. So I realized, so where did that silly, ridiculous song come from? Where did it come from? It came from the socialists. It came from communism. It came from certain forces that believed everything is owned by everybody, everything is communal. What mine is yours is mine. I don't own the car, you don't own the car. I don't own the cow, you don't own the cow. I don't own the house, you don't own the house. Shali, shalach, shalach, shali. We're one big, happy, communal family. I don't want to say the institution that's where it came from. So it made its way, drifted over the ocean to SAR. That's where we have a bunch of first graders walking around singing about buying into Lenin and the Bolsheviks. Okay, anyway, back to the story. Someone's got to edit this list. So every Meshuggah that walks around town claiming something is in, says Rabban, make a taste. When are you mechuyev to respond to a claim? When there's something there. There's something to go on. So a marshal, I've been living on this field for 20 years. I go on vacation, I come back and you're there. So I say to you, what are you doing in my field? So what's your response? I don't have to talk to you. It's my computer. No, you do have to talk to me. You know why? I'm a chesed merkabo. There's reason to believe that I'm a Taye. I have a claim against you. I may win, I may lose, but you can't just say nothing. Says the Ramban, the institution of Chazoka Shieshi Matayna is assuming that you have to respond to me. And if you can't respond to me, so then you're going to lose. If I have a claim to you and you're mechuyev to answer and you refuse to answer the claim, you lose.
Who's the you and who's the me in your case?
I used to be the owner of the field. And I see you living in my field. You're sitting around harvesting my fruit right now. And I come with a geschmack of screaming, yelling, and bathed, and get off my field that's been mine for the last 150 years. And you say nothing? You say, nobody ever told me anything. You could have all the years of Chesed Timushan from today till Bias Goyal, till tomorrow Shia. You could have a lot of years under your belt. But if you don't have a taina, you lose. There's a cloud goal of Toy Vinitan. I give a taina, you give a taina. Who has the better taina? If you have no taina, I don't care whether your books, you lose. That's true, that you lose kol zman that you're mechuyev to respond to my claims. But when you're not mechuyev, because I'm not a baldover, you're not mechuyev to respond to my claims, then you don't lose by not responding. No one told you you weren't mechuyev to respond in the first place. Says the Rabban. You want to know what the magic of Shohamud is? You want to know what the magic of Chesed Timushan is? Look at the Rabban. Everyone see this Ramban? Like Pachat Pachodim, what the Ramban just said. Getting goosebumps from this Ramban. The Ramban just told us the Yisod HaDover. What's going on in this entire sugya? What's happening in Shohamud, what's happening by extension to Chesed Timushan is as follows. Chesed Timushan changes the role of the Balei Dover. Once Cheskes Gimushanim occurs, it's Yotza Mishus A to Mishus B. Once you have a Cheskes Gimushanim, we look at this field in a different set of eyes. Even though, yes, we know for 20 years I used to own the field, but 3 years have elapsed with Adib that you've been eating the field. We haven't heard a peep out of the original owner. We now look at this field as the halakhic equivalent of what case? Of Zach's computer. And just as Zach's computer, Zach didn't have to show me any receipts from the computer store. He told me to go flag out. Get lost. So too, the machzeh gimushonim can tell the ma'arer, go flag out and go get lost. I don't have to talk to you. You are not a ma'arer. Do piss the mishonim. That's what chesed gimushonim was all about. That's the limud from Shohamud. Shohamud changes our perception of this animal. We used to view the animal a certain way. We used to view the animal as being a nice, calm, relaxed char. And it has shown its true colors. Its true colors are, it's crazy. And therefore the halacha responds in turn. If you have to pay nezek shon. Up until Cheskes Gimushanim, we view this field as belonging to Reuven. Why? What led us to believe it was Reuven? What was our starting point? Chesed Merkama. The same with the Shoah. Every Shoah is born calm. Person has a Chesed Merkama. We thought Reuven was the owner. Kol's mind, we thought Reuven was the owner. Then Shimon has to answer Reuven's claims. But the minute that we no longer view Reuven as the owner, we now view Shimon as the owner. So the roles have been reversed. Shimon doesn't have to talk to Reuven. And that was the Gemara's Kasha. Al miyad the chazoka she'en matayna levi chazoka. Who saw that in the Ramban? Let's take a look. The Ramban said it, the famous. No. Take a look at the 12th Marmachum again. It's the fourth line from the bottom. Kloimar. Meyacha she yotzas mishusa shomoicher. Lama tzor zilatayna. Why does the Masik have to respond? Nobody ever needs a taina. If there's some reason to believe that it is, the Gimushanim has been a mighty Mishuso. So it's not that the Gimushanim are proving to us that there was a sale. Because quite frankly, she was not even saying there was a sale. Shimon's not saying anything for that matter. He doesn't have to say anything. It's not incumbent upon him. It's better, you know, most people, the more they talk, they get themselves into trouble. let Shimon keep his mouth shut. And he'll win. Because this is Zach's computer now. He doesn't have to talk. And that's exactly what he, by saying, normally, that's tantamount to keeping your mouth shut. I mean, you didn't say anything. What you just said is Dvarim B'Teilim. So we just ignore what you said. You said nothing. You don't have to say anything. Zek Vayotze
Mishusoy.
That's the parsha from Shulam Bulut. It's Gzeres HaKosov, but not just crazy Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov, that when things happen a few times, it gives a different perspective on life. We have our eyes open. We're not so stuck. Some people, you know, there's some people in life, they do the same thing all the time. They make the same foolish mistakes. Time and time again, they can't get out of a rut. We've been doing the same thing for 50 years. You know what? Shulam Bulut tells us to be a little bit open to change. The world changes. It's a different world. We got computer screens. When I started saying Shir and Yeshiva, we didn't have computer screens in front of us. We didn't have 15 phones on the table. We weren't sitting in Glock. I was saying Shir in some little room in First Hall. It's actually a little bit cooler in those rooms, more comfortable in those rooms, but okay. It was a different world. You guys weren't born. Most of you. Some of you were born. Okay. But most of you weren't even born when I'm saying Shir. So things have changed a little bit. Come on, be open to a little bit of change. Don't be so stuck in your ways. Open your eyes and smell the coffee. This animal is different than it was three times ago. This field is not Reuben's field. It was Reuben's field last time. Now it's Shimon's field. You got to do things different. So 10 years ago, you didn't have an Yishai Ribo concert. Now you got to have an Yishai Ribo concert. 10 years ago, you didn't have a charity day. Now you have a charity day. The world changes. It's a whole new world.
Doesn't this prove too much?
What?
Isn't this an overkill?
Oh! Mr. Olds is right on target. There's a lawyer for you. Wait a second. Everyone understands this. We really should just stop right now and just have this Ramban sink in over Thanksgiving. And just like, just think about this Ramban. Is this mind-boggling what the Ramban just said? And he said it in three words. You knew it was coming because he said Kloimer, so you knew there's going to be a bombshell. You see the word Kloimer, you're getting ready, get psyched up. First, you see those for a bombshell. And then the Ramban said it. He doesn't have to talk. That's okay, that's the Bishu said. No? No, no. What's the kasha for Ramban now? What's the kasha against Ramban?
We're just saying that Hamotzi Mechavela Raya is being put on the other guy.
I didn't say Hamotzi Mechavela Raya. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda said that. I didn't say that. Ramban didn't say that. Maybe you were at the chasm of Ramban or Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you said it. I didn't say that. Ramban just said that I don't have to talk. That's all the Ramban said. Don't make me open up my mouth.
But isn't that
because... No. That's all the Ramban said. Don't say, you open your mouth, things in trouble. No. This is so good. It's so gewaldic. So why do you need a dinosaur? So the Gemara said, gewalt! Right, gewalt! Chazak shayim a taina. Yeah, now what's the Gemara's answer? So go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, what a kasha. You know, according to Tosfos, the kasha, we didn't really understand the kasha b'chol. Neither Terutz of Tosfos did we really understand. But according to Ramban, it's so good. So we answered the Gemara, no. Time am I, the Amin and Dilma Kedigal, but hashti yulo toin, and I'm the Dilmai. What does that mean? What do those words mean? What's pshat? Who's starting to get nervous about this answer of the Gemara? The Ramban. The Ramban was too good. His kasha was so stark. What does Ramban have to do now? You know what's going to be the first word of the Ramban when he addresses the next line of the word. The Ramban's saying Shir. You know what his first word is going to be. What? Klomar. Is saying that what it says in the Gemara doesn't really answer the question. The question was too good for the Gemara's answer. Kloimer, what the Gemara meant to say was Azoy's up there. Kloimer. And he says, he does not disappoint us. Kloimer. You see that word, that's just, you know you're into something. Kloimer. Im lo locha zeh, vada me elela yotas mishusay. Matik achtav matayim. Shim lo toa lo locha. Shim tis mishusay shorishay. What did Ramban just say? Avada, an avada. The Yisrael Hadavar from Chesed Gimushanim is looking at the world through new eyes. And the field has now become Shimon's. And Shimon does not have to respond to Reuven. Shimon doesn't have to respond to Reuven once we've ascertained that we're looking at the world through new eyes. But we only get to look at the world through new eyes if Shimon responds with a taina. What did Rabbi just say? The goal of Chesed Gibushanim is exactly what we thought it was in the Kasha. It's to change the name of the game from Reuven being the one who's in charge to Shimon being the one who's in charge. And Shimon does not have to answer any claims because Reuven is a nobody. But how do we cross that bridge to make Reuven a nobody? Reuven has been the owner of this field for the last 150 years. What made him into a nobody? No. What mechanism is necessary to make Shimon into the player now and thereby no longer have to respond to nobody called Mr. Reuven? You need a Cheskes Gimushanim plus a Taina to do that. So the role of the Taina is to enable us to declare that there's been Yetziyah B'Shusso from Reuven to Shimon. It's not just magic 3 years of eating fruit puts Reuven into the doghouse and makes Shimon the main player here. It's the fact that Reuven, the fact that Shimon is eating the field for 3 years and claiming that he bought the field, that puts a new spin on it. And now that puts Reuven out to lunch and Shimon is the new player. And Shimon doesn't have to talk at that point. It's like, talk about it. He already talked. He already said his piece. So Bikaron, the Ramban says, the Kasha of the Gemara is right. The Lomdus of the Gemara's Kasha doesn't change in the Maskana. What changed between the Kasha and the Teretz was, what mechanism creates this transformation? According to the Kasha, it's the Gimel Shon alone that makes the transformation. According to the Maskana, it's the Gimel Shon plus the Tanis Nakuach that makes the transformation. That's the climber. So I take the Ramban. Imlo lochazeh, v'ade me'elela yotz the Mishus. What does me'elela? What does me'elela mean? Are you day what? Just 3 years alone. May let me just the 3 years alone doesn't do it. Lefikach tzach taina. Shim lo ta'an alokcha. Nimtis v'shus ha'shem rishay. So it's vayken, v'shus ha'shem rishay. So the Ramban sticks to his guns. He just added, the Gemara just added a knesh that you need. That's the role of a taina. Here's what the Rabbi just said. We have a whole new approach to what Cheskel B'Sharim is. It's not just a wild guess across of Yesh Be'ayah, like Taisa's daughter on Amid Aleph at one stage of the Gemara. It's not a Huchzuk Shaskun, like the Gemara's playing around with on the Kafchas of Abayz, according to Taisa's. It's a transformation of roles. It's putting Reuven no longer a player and making Shimon the player who doesn't have to answer. And the Gemara actually thought that the transformation occurs with Gimel Sharm alone, and that's what the Gemara fine-tuned and says, not true. You need that plus. But be Karon, once you have that plus, then the transformation rolls up. That's what Chesed Gibusharim is, which is exactly what Shoah Mu'ud is. Shoah Mu'ud teaches us to look at the world with a different set of eyes once things begin to happen multiple times. That's what the Olchi Usha meant. That's Ramban's understanding of the Sugya. Everyone understood this Ramban? Everyone read the Ramban? Everyone saw what happens? Everyone understand why this Ramban is so powerful? Comes with Ben Yoyna and is bothered with the same kasha that the Ramban is bothered, same kasha as Tyson is bothered, but talks a different language. Comes with Ben Yoyna and goes back to terms that we're a little bit more familiar with. The word suffix. Comes with Ben Yoyna, Odi Shlomo, 13th of Mamakon. Till the Hachi Makshiri Adach Sash Vital, Yen Lafish Eishle Stapik. The Masha Toyin Zeshla Omolo Adam Dava Meyoylam. Until Rabbi Yonah came along, I thought that was the most silliest response possible in the history of this planet. I say to you, what are you doing in my field? And you say, no one told me to get off. Says Rabbi Yonah, if you think about it a little bit more, it's not such a crazy response. It's actually a pretty smart response. You have two answers. You really believe, you're an Ish Emes. You really bought the field. So when I say to you, what are you doing in my field? You have two possible responses. Either to say, I bought it, or to say, L'omli dover miyadam. You are shaking to say, I bought the field. You know why? What are you afraid of? You don't have a shtar. You lost it. And you know I'm going to call you on your bluff. I'm going to say, hey, where's the shtar? And you're going to be up the creek. So you come up with a much safer, according to your misunderstanding of Dina Mamonos. If you would have bothered to come to Shia and you would have learned chesed about them, so then you would have known that it's a great thing to say. You have a chesed gemushalim. So say you bought it, you lost the shtar, and that's fine. But you didn't know that. Not everyone learned chesed about it. He's still in the first practice day. So when he says, normally other Dabam Yoylam, it could be interpreted to mean that he never bought it. He's never claiming to bought it. Or it could be he did buy it, but he's shaking to say he bought it. So he comes up with some other kind of half-baked thing that he thinks he's going to sneak out of. So Ben Yoyna says, Shalom Ali Dabam Yoylam is not so crazy. Not such a crazy response. What do we do with it as Beis Din? Where do we go with such a response? Beis Din says we don't know what to do with it. We really don't know what that means. Does it mean I bought it? Does it mean that, gee, I'm just here anyway? It's a suffix. No? What do you do when you have a suffix? Who wins when you have a suffix? Whoever is the quote unquote muksik, whatever muksik means by karka. But the Gemara's question was as follows. If Shoram Uad really could serve as a mokor for other areas of Halacha, a transformation can occur to Shoram Uad. But not the transformation that the Ramban was talking about, whether you have to open up your mouth or not. No, that's not the Ramban. The Ben Yonah doesn't talk about that. Ben Yonah says the transformation as to who has the upper hand in this din Torah. Who's the, for lack of a better term, the muksok in the karka? So Kozman, we didn't have a Yafus of Gimun Shanim. Who was the muksok in the karka? I mean, the halachic equivalent of muksok? The Merkava. He's the only one had anything to go on. So if all we had was Chesed Merkama, again, some half-baked response that could go either way, we're going to have to pass in the direction of the Merkama. Because your response is either Spekel or Nafka, and therefore the original guy is going to win the Din Torah. What the Gemara thought that Chesed Gimel Shonim was, we now view you as being the what? You have the upper hand. We don't know for sure that you bought the field. And if you really truly say Pemole, I'm living on the field for 3 years and I didn't buy the field, ha ha ha, and I'm still here. If you would have said that, we would have thrown you right out. You wouldn't have even qualified as a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha was, the chazok she'ini matayna could be interpreted to mean, I bought the field. Efshiyah today. So the Gemara says that once you're telling me there's the alfusa from Shoram Uad, that we look at the world differently, the transformation occurred, and you are the muksuk now, so let's give you the benefit of the doubt. And let's interpret your statement as being tantamount to saying that you bought the field, which would make you win the field. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. Let's take a look at the Rebbe inside. Vishyeshli stopik, v'masha toyin zesh lo'omel l'odom dover l'yoylam. Im kemoydish edo maksik v'machas ha-mekach. Is he saying he didn't buy it? O im toyin kach, v'shem is yorish, im yitav l'kach, dim chayom l'ach v'shtarcha. I think Gemara even has that a little bit later on.
Yeah,
but the Gemara, but in the end of the day, we don't. But that's what's going to change. But the Gemara here was representing as a possibility that maybe we should treat at least as a suffix. So when the Tama said the Komaksha Tamuna Hashta came in the Bechazok and Gemusham Nafkele Mishus Ma'ivu Kavle Mishus Lokeach Im Kain. Listen to the transformation. Havale Ha'aria Moitzi. Now we say, who's the muksuk? The guy who's 3 years. Who's the meitzi b'chaveiro? The original owner. Ubisveika, lama lo lameim at the height of the Torah Shalom of the Olam, odi kabod shed ha-maksik ba-maksik mecha. Why should we say that? Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He's the muksuk. Eli yishlarma lita and v'leima lo du mishtah ha-vele v'yachas. Kevim the kaim le-bishusay b'kaim ha-tayim and esof kemetzid miyad ha-maksik. Miyad ha-muksik, I'm sorry. It's very similar to the Ramban. It's predicated on the assumption that Chesed Gimel Shanim changes the rules of the game. But whereas in the Rambam, the emphasis was, it changes the rules of the game, thereby exempting the Machzik from responding. According to Ben Yoyin, it changes the rules of the game. Of course the Machzik has to respond, but we're going to be a lot more tolerant of his response, a lot more lenient in our view of his response, and we're going to make it tilt in his favor if the response can half-baked be something in his defense. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. So Mr. Walter, I need a kasha of you now. What do you mean? It's not overkill. It's the same overkill kasha. Right? So even can't, why doesn't it work? Taka by Galilee, if there really is a Yafusa from Shramuan, and we look at the world with a different set of eyes, and now the Gimel Shanim is Taka, the Muchsah, so why don't we accept this half-baked line and say, yeah, by Galilee, Taka Menti did buy it. What's the answer? What would Rabbeinu Yehuda say to that? The exact same thing as what? As we're about to say. Kleimer on that one also. The Gemara thought that all you need to change the rules of the game and to look at the world through a different set of eyes and make the Eichel Gimushanim to the Muchsok, all you needed was the Chiz Gimushanim. What's the Kamash Malan? You need more than that. You need Chiz Gimushanim plus a Tainus Lakachti with a clear cut, unequivocal statement of Lakachti. Then we look at the world through a different set of eyes. So, Acharei Kichlei Sakol, Bein Lefi Rabban, Bein Lefi Rabbeinu Yehuda. What Chesed Mishanim does ultimately is changing our perception of who the Balei Davar are. We had a certain perception pre-Chesed Mishanim that the Ma'ara, the Marakama, he's the main player. And therefore, according to Rabban, he has a right to make claims. According to Ben Yonah, all Sveikas and Tainas responses are going to go in his favor. And that changed radically post-Exerus HaKosu with Chesed Mishanim. Chesed Mishanim changes that perspective and says, Dubis 3 years already, you're the main player. Therefore, according to the Ramban, you don't have to talk. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to talk, but anything you say, we're going to tilt in your favor, because you're the Muxik, the other guy's the Maitzi. So that's the Yisod HaDover of Chesed Mishanim, according to the Ramban, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. So basically, we have four possibilities now on the table. What was this Yalfusa from Shavuot? It's such a bizarre, such a strange thing. The whole Chiyush were telling the Chacham of Chayim with Shomur, Vusva Shomur, Shomur. So at one stage of the Gemara, it takes us through the hands of the Sadim, it's like a wild as Giyos HaKos of Yamur, though it doesn't correspond to anything. Then Taisa said, no. Maybe it's based on the idea of Huchsach Shaskun. That was Taisa's threw out that possibility. It's a statement of some kind of human nature that it's a Raya, and therefore it's a rye that you probably sold it. Then you have the Ramban's twist that Chesed Mishanim, together with whatever factors it needs, whatever needs to make it, put it over the edge, is a transformation of the roles of the two Balei Din here. And that transformation reflects itself in the fact that now the Machzik Mishanim doesn't have to respond anymore. Once he transformed. And Rabbeinu Yehuda says it's a transformation of the two Balei Din, that once we whatever is necessary to create that transformation, Havamina was Chesed Mishanim alone, Maskana was Chesed Mishanim, Buddha Tainus Lakachti, but once the transformation is made, then we look at the world with different eyes now. The Ma'ara now becomes the Moitzi Mechavero, not vice versa. So we have four Biurim, there's the Kosov, some kind of a Raya of Shtika Mechila, something along those lines, transformation in terms of whether you have to talk or not, transformation in terms of who's the upper hand in terms of Sveikus and Tainus. That's what's going on in Hochiusha. Everyone saw it in the Gemara. So when you saw the Gemara said, Shemati Hochiusha, there's something to do with Shahmuad, Habaycha Yivcha, you choose which one of these four Biurim you want to go down. All four of them appear and be showing them in stages and having them as maskaras in some shape or form in this Amud. And in passing, we also learned a little bit about Shahmuad. We learned a little bit about two times, three times, four times. We learned a little bit about other kinds of chazokas. We saw some possible nuances in Rishayin, Rabbeinu Ezra's, and Rabbeinu Shlomo Dorish's, which may impact on some of the things we talked about. It's hard to say this is the topic halacha l'maisa, the sugya. I mean, it's the background of Chesed Gimel Shanim. Some of the things are going to change radically when we get to the Chavtas. So this is setting the stage for some more important, not more important, but more interesting sugyas of Chavtas. But there's one last part of the sugya that even people who never learned the first daf of Chesed Batim, everybody knows this part. And that's the famous Rabbi Rutenberg. Rabbi Rutenberg took Agamara and the sugyas of Shomuran and started Paskin Shal and Huchas Mashiv Ruach and the same Talabotars based on the Vakalim of Mabashra sugyas, about developing and changing human nature and changing patterns and developing habits, etc. So you can't learn this without without talking about that. Otherwise, we'll be accused of not being a Shia Talacha Maisa. So hopefully, Mirat Hashem on the next day, a formal Shia, which will be a Sunday. I don't know where and I don't know when. But hopefully on Sunday, we'll try to put the final touch on the Sugya, the Orachayim part of the saga of the ABCs, the introduction to Cheshem Mishpat. And after we finish that, then we're going to go to the other side of Chesed Gimel Shonim, the very, very different side, because from Chesed and Aleph, the Gemara was working with Hochi Usha, Hochi Usha, Hochi Usha, 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 and then the Gemara bumps into the realization that not all Tanoim side with the Hochi Usha. There's another totally, completely different way of understanding Chesed Gimel Shonim, which has nothing to do with the Hochi Usha's Shomun, and zero to do with Shomun. That's going to make its grand appearance in the Chavtas, which will be the other side of the other side of the story. Okay? So that's the Shabbat Sunday. We'll try to do that part, and we'll move on next week. Okay, good. So tomorrow we'll keep you posted in terms of what time Shia.